This is Dr. Raghupathy dictating disability exam on Manuel Flores, last name Flores, F-L-O-R-E-S, first name Manuel, M-A-N-U-E-L, date of birth 2-9-63, age 59 years, date of visit 1-12-23. This is a 59-year-old pleasant Latin American male patient who's here with his wife. And there is a interpreter from the DARS office, Mr. Gilbert Sufentes, who is giving the doing the translation for him today. Allegations of this patient for disability is that he is short of breath on minimal exertion. He also complains of chest pain, and he says the shortness of breath and chest pain is pretty constant. He's complaining of knots on both his feet, and which is very painful, and he's unable to stand and work. He's every time he wears his boots, he's in pain. He's also complaining of some sort of liver problem, and he sees some discoloration or called it spots on the left leg, left thigh, and a little bit on the right thigh. He also complains of right-sided abdomen, and he says lately his vision has been poor too, period. Past medical history, he thinks he has heart problems. He also thinks he has cirrhosis liver, and he states that his blood is thick. He keeps saying that he cannot have any surgery because his blood is too thick. He also thinks he may have prostate problem and kidney problem, period. He doesn't have any chronic medical illness which has been diagnosed and being treated by any physician, period. Past surgical history, none. Medications. He's not taking any medication at this time. He does have empty bottles of oxybutynin and ER 10 milligrams, one a day, tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams, one at bedtime, rosuvastatin 20 milligrams one a day, and a baby aspirin, he's supposed to take 81 milligrams a day. He's carrying all his empty bottles and says that he hasn't taken these since 2021. Allergies, no known drug allergy. Family history, his father and all his uncles died from heart disease. Mother died from complications of type 2 diabetes mellitus. He is one of 10 siblings, and all of them are pretty healthy except himself, period. Social history, he used to smoke, he quit in 2018. He doesn't drink alcohol. He used to drink 5 years ago, but that was just very socially or occasionally. Denies drug use. He's currently working in Texas Chow, making sausages for the last 2 months. Oh, no. Erase this. His work history. He has been working in preparing trailers and cleaning them and painting them. He says he cannot do much because of he cannot stand for too long because of the pain in his feet. He's married, has 3 children aged 27, 29, and 33. He's not on disability currently, and he's not on workman's comp. His musculoskeletal limitations are like he cannot, he can sit about 2 hours if he doesn't wear anything on his feet. He can maybe can stand for an hour or so, and he cannot walk for more than 15, 20 feet without getting short of breath. Um, On examination, patient is 5 feet 4 inches tall, weight is 175 pounds. Blood pressure initially was 128 or 70, then 134 or 74, and then 158 or 74 after he was made to walk. Pulse initially was 60 per minute and then 67, and then when he was made to walk, pulse 60 at baseline and 72 after walking, and 67 again after resting. His pulse ox was 99% on room air at rest and 97% after exertion. Temperature 96.3, BMI 30. He's right-handed. Head normocephalic, appears atraumatic. Eyes PRLA. Neck is supple. No lymphadenopathy, no thyromegaly, JVP not distended. ENT exam with a normal limit, no evidence of infection. His visual acuity, so like without any glasses, it was OD was 20/100, OS was 20/100, OU was 20/100. But with glasses, the right eye was 20/30, left eye was 20/30, and OU was 20/30. Cardiovascular, S1 and S2 heard with regular sinus rhythm, no gallops or murmurs. Lungs were quite clear to auscultation, no wheezing, Ralph's ronchi, or no harsh sounds. But he started coughing when I made him take deep breaths. Abdomen is obese, soft, not tender. Liver is palpable for 2 finger breaths below right costal margin. No other organs felt per abdomen exam. Bowel sounds are normal. He did have some shifting dullness, mild shifting dullness. Extremities, no edema. He does have some knot-like lesions on both medial border of the sole of his foot. He has one also on the below the base of his toes on the right foot. Skin exam, he does have some brownish discoloration, which looks like old ecchymosis that's resolving on the right upper leg and left leg, left upper leg. No, on the left upper leg and slightly small on the right upper leg. CNS exam, he is mental status, awake, alert, and oriented times 3. He is, of course, he does have some language barrier. Cranial nerves 2 to 12 intact. Motor system, he has good strength in all 4 extremities. Grip and pinch is good. Strength in upper extremities is normal, 5/5 in both upper extremities. Strength in lower extremities is also normal at 5/5 bilaterally. Sensory system intact. Reflexes are 1+ bilaterally. Babinski is no response. Straight leg raising test is negative bilaterally. Gait is pretty normal on just wearing the socks. He does not use any assisted device for walking, period. When the minute he puts on his shoes, he has a lot of pain in his feet. This patient's limitations, he can sit, stand, sit more 2 hours or longer. He can stand maybe an hour, but then his feet start hurting. He does not need any assistive device for ambulation. Lifting, he can lift up to 25 pounds. There are no limitations on bending, stooping, crouching, squatting, and so on. He does have limitations with shortness of breath on exertion. Even when he walks about 15 feet, he does get short of breath. I do feel that this patient's cirrhosis of liver may have caused some right heart failure. There's no relevant visual or communicative or workplace environmental relations, limitations. The claimant is right-handed. There's no manipulative limitations on reaching, handling, feeling, grasping, fingering. The claimant will be able to perform these duties regularly. Based on the history and physical exam, as well as from the records available, these are the findings. Review of the CT scan of abdomen and pelvis showed that patient has on the CT of the abdomen and pelvis, there was no acute process in the lungs, no hiatal hernia. Liver was showed evidence of possible cirrhosis. Gallbladder had a gallstone, but no acute cholecystitis. There was the splenomegaly up to 17 centimeters. Adrenal glands were normal, kidneys were normal. Bowels were normal. He did have abdominal aorta exam did reveal a focal 3.2 centimeter aneurysm of the infrarenal in bowel aorta. Lumbar spine, marked disc disease in L4-5 level. Bladder and reproductive system was normal. So he had a small fat-containing left inguinal hernia. Skin exam did show that he had some chronic stasis changes in both mid-lower leg. Based on my exam, history-taking exam and evidence that was provided to me, this patient probably has cirrhosis of the liver with portal hypertension causing the right heart failure. He also has some tumors on both his feet, which need to be addressed, period. He probably, from his history and the evidence on the skin, he probably has thrombocytopenia, and that's probably secondary to cirrhosis, period. It's not clear why this patient has cirrhosis. He's not an alcoholic or not even a past alcoholic. He did mention to me that his heart function was only 30%. That probably causes most of his shortness of breath. The patient put forward a good effort on exam. Evaluation done by Dr. Rohini Raghupathy on 1/12/23.